This is Toby Sumter with your CrossPolitik Daily News Brief for Thursday, August 20th, 2020. Today you will hear about the McCloskeys of St. Louis. You know them, right? Pastor John MacArthur's duel with L.A. County, Operation Legend is nabbing bad guys, Goodyear tires, protests, calls for boycott, Uber and Lyft's fate in California hangs in the balance, the chances of getting COVID-19 on an airplane going to Germany, the millions spent on panic hospitals, and the continuing insanity of our cultural god complex. First up, the McCloskeys are headed to the Republican convention. Y'all remember that gun-toting St. Louis couple, right? Well, they've been invited to speak at the Republican convention, Mark and Patricia McCloskey. Mark was the man in the pink shirt. That's how manly he was. Anyway, the photos went viral when BLM protesters trespassed in their private community and threatened them and their dog. Their guns were seized, and Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner charged the McCloskeys with felony use of weapon. No word on whether their dog was charged in the incident. The case is still pending, but Missouri Governor Mike Parson has said he would pardon the couple if they're convicted. Again, no word on whether that pardon would include their dog. Speaking of gun-toting, you know Pastor Johnny Mack was in the pulpit again this last Sunday, right? Last Friday, Jenna Ellis, the attorney for Grace Community Church, announced that a deal had been reached between the church and L.A. County. The deal allowed for the church to continue meeting in person and, since it's California, inside. And the church agreed to use masks and social distancing for a few weeks while the case waited to be tried. Then, late Saturday night, word came out that the city, I guess the county, had appealed the deal to a judge who then struck it down. So Pastor MacArthur was once again welcomed by his congregation this last Sunday to loud applause. And after recounting what had basically happened, MacArthur said, "Well, the good news is that we're here in person without masks and no social distancing." He also emphasized that the point was obedience to God in gathering for worship, a point that many other pastors should seriously consider. On Wednesday morning, Todd Starnes announced on Twitter that LA County was filing papers to hold Pastor MacArthur in contempt of court. Jenna Ellis, the church's attorney, told Starnes that Pastor MacArthur plans to be in the pulpit again this Sunday because God says. Operation Legend has arrested 1,000 people. Attorney General William Barr announced on Wednesday that more than 200 people have been charged with federal crimes as part of the Justice Department's Operation Legend, which started in July in response to widespread violence in cities. Operation Legend sends federal agents into cities specifically to help local law enforcement protect federal property. Roughly 400 firearms have been confiscated since the beginning of the operation, and at least 1,000 people have been arrested. The effort was named in honor of 4-year-old Legend Taliaferro, who was shot and killed in the early morning hours of June 29th as he lay sleeping at his home in Kansas City, Missouri. Last week, a prosecutor announced second-degree murder charges against his accused killer. Launched initially in Kansas City, the Department of Justice's program has expanded to Chicago, Albuquerque, Cleveland, Detroit, Milwaukee, St. Louis, Memphis, and Indianapolis. Goodyear says it's innocent. You may have seen a visual going around purporting to be from Goodyear tires, instructing employees and staff to have a zero-tolerance policy for slogans like "All Lives Matter" or "Blue Lives Matter," but only allowing for "Black Lives Matter" and other slogans defending LGBT rights. Calls for a boycott of Goodyear tires quickly erupted through the interwebs, including from President Trump himself. However, Goodyear released a statement on Wednesday denying that the photo was accurate. The statement said the visual in question was not created or distributed by Goodyear Corporate. It went on to say that, well, it didn't go on to say anything else. They just denied it. They're saying, hey, Don't boycott us, please. We don't know where that came from. Maybe. Uber and Lyft poised to shut down service in California. Uber and Lyft have been making noise since last year's landmark employment law, AB5, was signed into law, requiring many classes of independent contractors to be reclassified as employees. cash value of this law, employers are required to pay benefits and their portion of FICA taxes, employment taxes, for employees. What does that mean? It means it's more expensive to run a business, and at the very least, rates will be increased for consumers. A California Court of Appeal is expected to rule Wednesday on whether a stay may be granted to the companies who are currently appealing the law. A San Francisco court ruled against Uber and Lyft last week, and they were given 10 days to comply with the law. That decision has been appealed, but in the meantime, the companies are poised to have to shut down all operations Friday night if a stay of that order is not approved. The companies say that they don't have time to change everything in that amount of time. You know, just as an aside, I really think that it's places like this, actually, where companies need to kick. I'm so grateful for Pastor MacArthur doing his part, leading in the church realm. But businesses really need to be more resistant to the tyranny that's coming down their necks, too. I don't know all the details of the legality of these particular orders, but businesses also need to stand up to this tyranny. This is why we need weapons for this war, and that's why we're having a conference in Nashville, Tennessee, October 1st through the 3rd, come what may. This is not for the faint of heart. It's not for the faint of heart just to meet these days. It's not for the faint of heart to have a conference, to go to church, to have a business, to stand up to tyranny. So we're having a conference. We're going to have a party. Hopefully LA County isn't checking on Nashville. But anyways, we have a lineup of speakers committed to showing you how God's word applies to every area of life, politics, economics, business, education, creativity, marriage, family, personal holiness, all of it. We're going to feast. We're going to sing psalms. We're going to fellowship to the glory of God. So join us October 1st through the 3rd as we build a rowdy Christian culture for God's glory and our good. Go to fightlaughfeast.com and register today. There are very low odds of spreading COVID-19 on airplanes, says a new German study. At least if you're on a flight from Tel Aviv to Frankfurt. German researchers report that chances of catching COVID-19 on an airplane with infected passengers is relatively small. There were 102 passengers assessed by German researchers after a March 9th flight from Tel Aviv, Israel, to Frankfurt, Germany. And it revealed that the presence of 7 positive cases on board had relatively little effect on the rest of the passengers. This flight was on a Boeing 737 for just over 4.5 hours. And of course, March 9th was just at the very, very, very beginning of anyone sort of realizing anything was going on. So it occurred before any strict protocols related to masks or seating or congregating in the aisles had been implemented. The 7 infected passengers were part of a 24-person tour group in Israel. The study followed up with 71 of the other 78 passengers and reported that only 2 passengers sitting within 2 rows of an infected passenger tested positive, likely due to the flight. No other passengers on board tested positive. The good news is that even with no attempts to prevent spread, the spread was limited to only those in close proximity, said Dr. Aaron Glatt, chief of infectious diseases of Mount Sinai Hospital in New York. He also went on to praise the glories of masks and social distancing. But I think the point stands all by itself. Without doing anything, the chances of spread were actually very, very low. Speaking of which, millions have been wasted on pandemic hospitals. Now, let's just call them panic hospitals. Meanwhile, $66 million was spent on a Chicago panic hospital. And now it's been closed down after treating 38 patients. $66 million spent on a panic hospital closed down after treating only 38 patients. A similar temporary panic hospital was constructed at the Billie Jean King Tennis Center in New York City, costing taxpayers $52 million to build, and it likewise closed down a month later after treating a grand total of 79 patients. Daniel Horowitz, always helpful, has a helpful overview of the data for shutdowns and mask mandates over at The Blaze, and he concludes that despite all of our fussing, we have done nothing to mitigate the virus. the virus has come and gone, basically according to its own whims, without correlation to shutdowns and mask mandates or BLM marches or church services or casinos open, liquor store. It just doesn't matter. He points to Hawaii in particular, which may have the strictest lockdown and mask mandates in the country. People have been jailed there for noncompliance with the lockdown orders, and mask wearing has been mandatory indoors since April. And now, even for the last month, masks are mandatory outdoors, apparently even while jogging. And the result? Cases are surging in Hawaii now more than ever. Do masks work? Do shutdown orders work? Do they? Horowitz notes that this same pattern maps with every southern latitude area with similar strict mandates and lockdown orders, such as Philippines, Hong Kong, Israel, and Australia. All of them have had very similar strict mandates, and all of them are still seeing spikes. Horowitz also notes that testing in Hawaii has remained fairly constant, so it isn't likely to be a function of a spike in mere testing. A sure sign of a God complex is complete incompetence, followed by arrogant demands that everyone just do more. This is Toby Sumter with Cross Politic News. You can find this and all our shows at crosspolitic.com or on our app, which you can download at your favorite app store. Just search Fight, Laugh, Feast. Our app is the only way to get in the bullpen with Mark Dewey. You need to support Rowdy Christian Media and become a Fight, Laugh, Feast club member. That's the best way you can support us. You say, I love this. I want more of it. Become a club member. For a limited time, you can get your very own Fight, Laugh, Feast t-shirt, but you also get access to tons of extended discussions with George Grant, Sho Baraka, David French, C.R. Wiley, Eric Erickson, Maj Touray, Doug and Nancy Wilson, Walter Williams, Gary DeMar, and our very own Worldview Shotgun series. You also get $100 off your registration for our first annual Fight, Laugh, Feast conference, where we hope to meet many of you in Nashville, Tennessee, October 1st to the 3rd. Go to fightlaughfeast.com and register now. Have a great day.